Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to High School Hoops. Welcome, Coach.
Hey.
How are you?
A little chilly out here in Wisconsin. Chilly.
Yeah, you know, I was telling the coach.
It was so beautiful for a couple days, man.
Yep, the great thing about Wisconsin is if you don't like the weather, wait 7 minutes and it will change. It was 80 on Sunday, and now it's going to snow on Monday. It is what it is, or Saturday. All right, before we jump into that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. If you don't know, they are the number one shooting machine in the market, in my opinion. And go over and check them out. They will take really good care of you. Mention Coach Unplugged. Mention High School Hoops, mention 5 Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, mention Coaching Youth Hoops, mention Funnel Down Defense Podcast, mention Combination Defense Podcast, mention the Rule of Three Podcast. There you go. I just throw all my podcasts out there. Anyway, just mention Coach Collins and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's better than Netflix for basketball coaches. And like I think a couple weeks ago, I was telling Jake, it's like the difference is I'm actually a coach. I think I've been pretty successful. And I'm actually coaching. I'm not running a multi-million dollar company like some people out there that are running stuff.
But honestly, our podcasts, right? Our podcasts have been pretty like so relevant, like, you know, looking for a new coaching job, talking about your program. Like, it's not like we're not doing it to make money. It's really about giving back to the game.
It's like I told you, I started TeachHoops because I would have wanted it.
Exactly. And I enjoy this because everybody's like just to stay relevant I sent you a picture of my new tower. I got a hydroponic garden in my classroom. I sent you a picture to your cell phone, by the way, if you were like looking at your phone wondering.
I'm going, why? First of all, I was going to send that to him. What the heck are you sending me? Is that from my donation to your class?
No, I got something. I got it from a different thing, but it's really cool. I'm growing lettuce.
Hey, so let's shout that out. Let's shout that out right now. But how would people, if they wanted to donate to your classroom? So tell them a little bit about your classroom and where you teach. And then
I teach in Milwaukee. You could donate to one of my donors, choose projects. I have several different things. The last project Steve donated to was a book project.
I know that's so. Look at all the books. I love reading. Right, So you'll send me. You're going to text me the link right now, and I will put it in the show notes. If you want to give, like, I can't. There's two places that I think you could always give money and feel good. This is my opinion. You can always give money to education or places that people learn. I think that's a noble thing to do. I also think it's a very noble thing to give money to kids that are sick, like Ronald McDonald House.
So the cool thing about Donors Choose, Steve, is that it's a project based. So you know where your money is going to. Right. So we often donate. So for example, one time I sent something and Steve funded it. The whole thing, because he likes to give back, and it was seat cushions. These
I know. It's like you don't have seat cushions. They won't give you a seat cushion.
Well, no, I use them all the time. And so, but then a lot of cool thing with donor shoes, and I'll try to, is like they'll have matches. So like a company will match.
Right.
So like if you donate $20 and that's when I sent you that one, they'll match. So if you give $50, it's actually $100. And so I got a book project that was funded of like almost $500 worth of
and
books.
And does that go through the school district then? How does that go? Like, does it go or they just ship it to you?
So it'll be shipped to me, but I have to obviously do my due diligence of my fundraising. It's a fundraiser. And then I just, you know, like we are taught as teachers that we fill out the paperwork and how much it was and so forth. So
and then our
yep.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah.
And then all the stuff comes in and then you see these kids' faces and they're like so excited.
I know. It's so good. It's so good. So donors choose. You're going to put it in the show notes right now or not in the show notes. So text it to me right now. So you don't forget because I'm going to forget because I'm old. Yeah. And then I'll get us started on the podcast today. So we are going to talk about trying new stuff using this time of the year as your laboratory.
Yeah, you know, I think that the big time of laboratory is looking at what you're doing offensively and defensively and adjusting. I think the things in years past is offense, you know, where my skill sets are for my team. Am I adjusting that? You know, I'm a firm believer of the power of three when it comes to offense. So I like a free motion. I like,
well, then you like the rule of three offense. What about that for a lead in?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. It's the simplest, easiest offense ever to run. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
But I like to look at offense from a point of, do I have something free motion, like rather react or emotion where it's unpredictable. And then I like to have some type kind of continuity when things break down, and then I have set plays. And so I like that rule of three. I like to have that balance. And so I look at that and I evaluate that tool for the year and what I like or I don't like. And I change it a little bit. Defensively, I look at, all right, what are my strengths and weaknesses defensively? And I look at, okay, what kind of zones do I want to run? Am I looking at maybe when I want to press again this year, you know, what kind of press am I going to run? You know, trying to think about ways that I can enhance my team's opportunity to be successful for next year. And so, you know,
yeah, here's what I think too. It's like, if you thinking you want to be, I'll just pick something out of the air. So I think I want to play some zone next year.
Yep.
This is the time to see. When you have the pieces together, and again, it's harder in the summer, you know, if you have contact days and things like that, but that's the time you should be testing things out. Like, you don't want to be testing it out the first week of practice and go, oh crap, that won't work. We had to do that this year because our offense wasn't what we thought it was going to be, but we had experimented. We tried it. We thought it was going to be, we didn't have everybody there. That was part of our problem. So the same thing goes to, you know, like, oh God, I got this. I saw this out of bounds play on Twitter. I want to try it. Well, there's no cost benefit. The cost benefit is good in the off season. That's when you should be working on those. That's at least my opinion. Try it. That's your laboratory is your off season when you can have contact with your guys.
Right. Because then you got to start to think about how you can be able to provide breakdown drills and how to three, like two, three on three.
Yes.
Because like the biggest thing that a lot of young coaches will do is they'll have a base offense, but then their breakdown drills or their skill development drills don't reflect the offense that they're running. Right. And so that's the key difference, is that you have to figure out what works or what you like in the off season and to the lab. And then you have to build things that are going to make it work. Right. So for example, you know, there's basically two ways to run defense. There might be man to man, either push baseline or you push middle. I've always been a push baseline guy, and I've adjusted to pushing a little bit more middle because I had had a lot of issues of people. The helper is really a hard thing for people to learn. So that's one thing I've explored at lab time, and then offensively as well as just looking at. And there's times where I think something was good. I'm like, oh, I'm going to try the dribble drive over the summer. It was terrible. Didn't work for that group. You know, that's the time to have those woes is what you're saying, you know? So.
Right. I agree. I think that's the, And it's hard. It's hard to shift. Like, if it fails, it's okay. Again, I hate to use the lingo because it's kind of that thing, but it's that growth mindset. It's, you know, we're going to try it. If it doesn't work, that's okay. We're going to learn from that didn't work, and then we're going to move on. And that's where, you know, you have to try.
So right now I'm even though I don't even have a coaching job yet, I'm starting to look at a couple base offenses that I would like to run already. Even looking at, I'm laughing already. So, you know, for me, I used to be kind of a swing guy, this or that. I'm like, I don't really like the flare screen. I don't think it's going to be good for this group of kids or this style. So I might, I was looking at running like a double stake or flex action, and just thinking about how that could be, how I could do some breakdown drills with that. Or, you know, I like using the ball screen, but, you know, again, if using the ball screen, you got to have the right players for it. So a lot of it too, is you got to look at what you have coming. You know, I think there's a part of when you try new ideas, you need to evaluate your team. And I think that before you start looking at new ideas, and we talked about it today, you know, is getting with your staff and getting, taking some time to reflect in yourself and look at your players like, okay, because just because you try a new idea, what's the point of trying a new idea if it's not going to match your strengths? I think you got to kind of figure out what you have coming, and then you start to look at some things that you may want to try. I think that you're going to get more out of it, right, than just trying things.
Right. Yes. And then going back to what we were talking about before is that you should be 100% be tracking all that stuff, and how are you going to take all that information? What are you going to do with the information? Just trying something and it doesn't work. Maybe it did. So your mind plays that weird, you know, thing on you that you might think it's not working and it is working, vice versa too.
From a skill, like I would like to be able, if I'm looking at a team that I would coach, I would love for all my players to be able to finish around the rim or post up. Okay. What can I do? What can I create? What can I do as a coach to help my players get better at that in the off season? Can I give them a program? Can I give them a way to track their things? How do I enhance that? How do I make that better? You know, what am I going to do to be able to get this new idea out to make it work, or even to try to make it work?
Right.
You know, just because we want to get better in the post. Well, there's a pathway to get there, right? There's a pathway of how to get better. How are we going to do it? You know, trying something is just not good enough. It's like, you got to give it some support to make it.
You really got to give it support. You got to give it time, and you have to coach it and teach it.
And then you also have to be a master, not a master of it, but you have to go out and you have to research, and you have to become, you can't run a good zone unless you know it, right? I've seen, I'm going to run the 2-3 zone. And okay, but there's different variations of the 2-3 zone, how you rotate, like from a wing pass to the baseline, there's different ways of doing it, right? And if you don't know how to teach it from whole part whole, that's right. You got to be able to teach something like an offense or defense from a whole to a part to a whole. If you can't do that, then you can't test that idea.
No. The thing is, I love playing teams when all of a sudden they just go to a 2-3 and I haven't seen it all year. I love that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Because it never works. You're right. It goes back to, I'm just going to throw it. That's not. And the thing is, it's hard because offseason is a limited amount of time. So you can't have, this is my opinion, you can't have 17 things that you're going to experiment with.
Right. And you also have to be, educated on it. Like you have to know your weaknesses and your strengths as a coach. Again, going back to the off season, it's all about developing yourself and your program. Like, you're right. If you want to be good at the 1-3-1, which I'm not very good at coaching because I've hardly ever run it, I would have to go in and I'd have to get, talk to you.
Talk to me.
Yeah, exactly. You would have to go find your resources and get better at that, you know?
Right.
And figure out what you want to do.
Yeah. Something like that, I think is I think that's
is
just
there
important.
A couple things that from somebody that is coached for 25 years. Are there certain things or ideas that you're always constantly looking at? Are there a couple big things that you could give coaches some ideas of, like,
yeah, I'm always looking for, so this is big picture stuff. So I'm always,
like, we've kind of been rambling a lot, right? But, like, big picture, when the season's over, what are some things after I evaluate my team that I may want to adjust, or things that you are always thinking?
First of all, I look at my team, and I look at who's coming back and who I think's going to be on the team next year. So it changes because kids move. I just had a kid move recently, moved to Texas, I think. So anyway, I look at that, and then I look at both offense and defense, big general things, like, can we run this offense next year? Can we run, what kind of defenses are we going to have to work? So there's obviously some base defenses that probably won't have to be tweaked, but what's, like, you know, we ran some 1-3-1 this year because we had Braylon on top, tall on top, but it wasn't as effective as I wanted. Anyway, so I think those are the two big things. And then what we do during the season is we have kind of a folder where we look at, ooh, this worked, this didn't work, as far as quick hitters, as far as out of bounds plays go, as far as some of those are smaller picture things that, you know, how well do you really
run? Can I ask you a question too? Isn't that, I will tell you, I took it from there's a coach, I don't know his name, but Kakana coach, I know you're going to be playing him this year. I watched him at a clinic, and he came up with a really good idea of that. He looks at all the key things that you coach in basketball, like from passing to defense, and he has drill sets. Do you ever go and look, evaluate your drill sets of what you do with your team?
I do. And how we break specific things down.
So I also think that is something else that's really big too. So, like, okay. So, like, if the drill's working, don't change it. But maybe that drill really hasn't been effective for a while. What could we do to replace it? Because, like, there's several ways to teach many concepts, right?
Right.
Of the game. There's several ways to teach a concept of basketball. And there's always pluses and minuses of how you teach it. And the game is always changing. And so I think also too is looking at evaluating what you do drills in your practice to teach certain things is another thing that you could do in the off season, and or try new ideas at camp. Like, oh, let's try this defensive drill. I think this would be a really good opportunity to see if this is effective and how it works, you know?
Right. Yes. Yes. I mean, again, all of you that are listening know your teams better than me. So it's like, you might just be, maybe you're in Tacoma, Washington, and you're only going to run man to man, whatever, then you should be looking at that offense and how you can. I think coaches get lost when they don't move with the times too. Like, the 3-pointer has changed the game, you know,
and how you defend it, right? And
yeah,
how
the shot clock. Do you have a shot clock? Do you not have a shot clock? What are you going to do if your high school has a shot clock? Well, then, you know, how are you going to take time off that? What are you going to do down the stretch? We weren't very good in the last 7 seconds, whatever it is.
I would even look at it, like, players, right? So I've noticed, like, in our state alone, I know, like, from the girls' standpoint, the numbers have been down for a long time. And now we're looking at a lot of the bigger high schools only having two teams. So you're asking a lot of young players to take on bigger roles. Like, what are you doing in the off season to help prepare them to make that jump? Those are other ideas you have to think about too, is looking at those kids, and we'll talk about it later, is like building relationships and then their opportunities for them to learn in the off season, because some of these players have to really make big jumps depending on the situation that you're in, right?
Big jumps. Like, so crazy. Like,
especially depending on where the program is or where you're at. Like, I mean, we all know, and I've been in there, you've been a player before, like, when you step from a JV game to a varsity game, it's like, oh my God, you know?
Those 12 inches or 15 inches, depending on how big your butt is that movement is a long, that's
insane.
A big, it's insane jump. It's insane.
You know, or just watching the speed of play from a division, like a low level, a small school, to the speed of play to division, the big schools, it's like, me and my daughter are just like, we were sitting courtside at the state tournament. This is, the speed of play is so much different.
So, you know? Crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And the physicality and the, it's just, it's amazing, you know, and each division, each school size has their strengths too, though. Don't get me wrong. It's not always about speed of play. Like, those teams are the best at what they do, what they're given. Right. And that's why they're there. Right.
Yeah.
It's not a downplay on a smaller school.
No.
It's just the reality that the game is a little bit different compared to there. Like, you know, where you teach or where you go, your style of play has to match your kids too.
Yes. 100%.
And I think that's the big, I watched a couple coaches this year, new coaches. You know, I'm always watching tons of film from you, from other coaches, whatever it is, and watching. It's like, well, sometimes coaches come in and say, we're going to do this and never look at what's in front of them. And those,
right.
Those players are really what your decisions become.
Yes.
Your decisions aren't made. You shouldn't have a huge, you shouldn't have all these things in your head before realizing what's in front of you.
Right. And it's like, you're not Calipari who's going to go get four McDonald's All-Americans and you know what you can do every year. And you're only going to have them for 1 year because either going to go to the NBA or they're going to go to the portal.
Right.
You know, his system has to change with the times. All right. Anything else with that, coach?
No, I guess I wish everybody good luck on the new ideas. Like, I would continue to ask people.
Ask us. If you have an idea, we're going to kind of work on this roadmap and help you through it. But if you have some ideas too,
because I just think that's just a great segue. Like the week before, we talked about rebounding and how we can change that. But I think this is the time where we start talking about certain offenses. We start talking. This is the time to have those discussions. Those are the times.
And you know what I would like to just, you and I haven't talked about this, but I'd like to find a couple coaches to have on.
I would like to be able to do more of that
and see what they're doing as far as the stuff we're talking about.
Hey, you have a problem. Let's put you on. Let's solve it.
Yes. Yes.
Anybody willing to
teachhoops.com. I think that would be awesome. Actually.
Yeah. If you got a problem, let's solve it together. Because guess what? When you start brain dumping with two other people and that person, like, you can get a lot out of it.
I know
a lot.
I know. And you won't be smartless anymore. All right. All right. Bye. No, just kidding. No, that's from Smartless. If anyone listens to Smartless. So, no. That's so they at the end, they try to figure a way to go say bye. And then they all leave. Anyway, anybody listens to it. All right. Till next week, guys.
Sports Social Podcast Network.